welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you. It's the time of year to be thankful. We're sitting here. It's November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving.
Hello.
Or the 2 days before Thanksgiving. I don't know when you're listening. You might be listening. Let's be thankful. Let's all join hands and thank the great spirit in the sky for this podcast. For you listening. For you sending your emails. Because this is user generated. I like this music. It's getting us into, you know, getting you in that mindset. You got to be, you can't go into Thanksgiving sluggish, but you can't go in too hot. I think this is the perfect in between. This is how you should walk into your Thanksgiving lunch.
Hello.
This is a Thanksgiving lunch podcast. We don't do Thanksgiving dinner. Fuck those crazies. And I hope our guest today also does Thanksgiving lunch, but we'll find out. I want to say to you, thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. That's how it all works. So when you go home, because right now this is the perfect podcast time. Right now you're in a car, trains, planes, and automobiles. You're traveling. This is when you listen.
What else are you going to do?
So I want you to pop it in with your friends on the way home. Maybe if you're driving home with someone, stop right now. You'll save them for the way home. This is how you share. This is how you pay us.
It's a conversation starter.
It's a conversation starter. It's an aura. It's a vibe. It's a community. So thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend. Tell a relative over the Thanksgiving table. If they go around and do that stupid tradition that we all hate, let's go around the table and say what we're thankful for. I want one of you to stand up and go, I'm thankful for the J Train Podcast, and I want you to tape it, okay, while you're holding Gammy's hand. Yeah. I want to let everyone know I'm thankful. I want to stand up right now and let grandma, grandpa, cousins, and aunts and uncles know that I want to feather the nuts of a podcaster in Harlem, New York City.
Like, feather those nuts.
That's right. And say that I'm thankful for the, as Shelby calls it, the dulcet tones of the Wizard of Ha. That's right. Then this music starts. And then you go, and then you stand. You drop your robe and you are completely naked and you raise your hands up and then grandma goes, I knew you were. You take all the will money. It's all yours. Everyone cheers you on. The kids' table cheers you on. Very excited about today's guest. New to the J Train Podcast. Very excited to have her.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. A new guest.
That's right. Sydney Washington, thank you for coming on.
Wow. You took me on a journey. Goodness gracious.
That's right.
Wow.
Nobody hits that 15-second button at the beginning of my podcast.
Yeah, first of all, you sounded like...
maybe a few.
Yeah. One of those TV preachers that are
selling
the Lord and also like, we need money now.
I'm selling this. We do need money now. Support our sponsors.
I was like, money, y'all. There's poor people around.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, these sound effects, I can't.
Sound effects, these are the real people at the studio. We're at Feather Studios, capacity audience. Every show we have the, I mean.
It's literally Harlem. Do you...
This is the sound effect of Harlem.
I like to bring Harlem inside of my apartment every Tuesday and Friday.
You can't help it, dude. That's just how Harlem works.
I'm very excited to have you. All of you need to go follow Sydney Washington on Instagram and Twitter and all the social media places at JustSidBW. At JustSidBW. You'll see her tagged all up on my Instagram. So go follow, go follow, go follow. She's got a podcast, The Unofficial Expert, every Friday. If you could give the 1 minute, because we sell here. Mm-hmm. I like, some podcasts aren't honest with the listeners, okay?
Okay.
I like when the podcast tells you, here are ways that you can pay me. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend. Make it your Instagram story. I count that as currency. Support the sponsor when I give you free money for something you need.
Engage with the guest on social media.
That's a way to pay you for coming and making this a part of your day. So I want everyone to go follow Sydney Washington at JustSidBW. Unofficial expert. Explain it to the listeners. You have your own podcast?
Oh, yeah. It's basically we interview people who think they're experts in shit you don't need to be an expert in.
Okay.
And it's a cool way to get people to gossip about themselves without even them knowing.
Well, I always say this. Nobody, you know, when sometimes people write in about like their job mm-hmm. and, you know, how do I want to get into a new field. Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is to ask someone for advice.
Yes.
Because people love talking about themselves.
Obsessed.
So that's a great way to get people into it. And everyone always talks too long.
Ooh. They come in and they're like, oh, I'm here to talk about being a teacher. And then all of a sudden they're talking about butt plugs. It's great. It's so fun.
Oh, boy. They took a jump.
It did.
Wow.
A leap.
I hope their parents don't listen. The kids' parents are like, yeah, kindergarten's tough. And, you know, sometimes they open the drawer to my desk and there are my butt plugs. And now you're there.
How did you know the fucking story, Jared?
That's
you
it.
Know the teacher I'm talking about?
Oh, really? This
no.
Is, no. So unofficial experts. So basically, it's not just comics you have on. It's someone that has a expertise in uh-huh. something.
Yes. And you can be an expert in anything. Everybody thinks they fucking know it all. So it's
okay,
just,
yeah.
It's just a never-ending hour of, oh, shit, you really do believe that you're an expert in this shit.
Do you, I mean, you the way you're saying that, is there some people that you're like, you're not an expert?
No.
Does it ever come to the point where you're like, shut up?
Yeah, well, we had someone be an open relationship expert, and they were just an expert in it because, you know, they never got beat. It was like, wow, you're open, but it sounds like your man is upset about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, the open relationship people, I've heard from them because it comes up from time to time on this podcast. I've always thought that, like, it has to be, like, your religion. Like I think, like, some people bring up open relationship, and it's like this, like, they're like, yeah, we're in a relationship, or we're not in a relationship, or we're in this open relationship. It's like, those three aren't the same.
Mm-mm.
We're not choosing between the three. That third one is, you know, you're kind of a weird person in the corner of society.
What is this bullshit about?
Let me tell you, open relationships are like those orgy parties. It's usually ugly people.
Oh.
It's usually, most likely.
Nude beach. Everyone you don't want to see.
Trash. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. So listen, everyone needs to get involved with Sydney.
It's so mean, but true.
It's true.
Have you been to a sex party?
No, I've been to a nude beach.
Okay, okay.
Have you been to a sex party?
No, I have not, which is crazy. That's how I know they only invite people who are less fortunate in the face or body.
Interesting. Well, it is one of those things. Do you ever meet someone that's like so into sex that it's their like math?
Yeah.
You know, like that's yeah. like, and they're always a little like, you know, off a little bit.
Very.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not, they've made it their profession. So they're like, but it is, that's the reality of life. Like, you know, if you can't sing, you learn how to dance. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, hey, if you can't hear, you learn how to read lips. Like, you figure out a way to get by.
Yes.
And someone who's like, you know, the sex party expert, they're usually like a sexpertise. You know, I would think that, or more so.
The people who are sex party experts are usually the people who have nice homes.
Mm.
Like, they throw the parties. But they don't realize it's just like, oh, you just got nice carpets. That's why everybody's at your fucking place.
You just have a place to hang a swing.
Yeah. That's all it is. You got nice cheese and cracker plates, so that's why we're here.
That's where we're going. Sydney's doing a couple of shows. She has it's a weekly, every week at the Knitting Factory. It's a fantastic show. I've done it way back when.
Hannibal had it.
Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal Burris. Hannibal Buress had it, and then there was the
Kenny,
crew.
Kenny, Will, and Clark.
Kenny, Will, and Clark, and now you have it.
Yes, me, and Marie, and Amina.
And it's always a fun time.
It's a great time.
It's in a great section of town, and I say this to people with a lot of these shows that, you know, it's a free show, okay?
It is.
But here's the thing about the Knitting Factory. If you're listening to this right now and you live in Brooklyn, you want to do some Brooklyn stuff. And I would say the Knitting Factory show every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
At
9 p.m. is one of those shows that you're not going to do when you're 35.
No.
You're 25, Sunday night. You don't mind waking up hungover on a Monday. Go to this show. You're going to look cool because you know something in the area that isn't really on a billboard, that's not on a, you know, it's not on a best of list. It's not, you know, your parents would go, what? You're going out on a Sunday? What's wrong with you? So it's one of those things that if you're any sex, any affiliation, whatever you are, you're listening to this and you're going, oh, I want to look cool to my friend. This is the show to do it.
Absolutely.
Come, hey, I know this thing. And in New York, those are things that you want to be a part of. And I would tell you, Knitting Factory, such a fun venue, fun show. So go to it every Sunday night at 9. And then you're going to be doing a half hour of stand-up comedy.
Yes.
On November 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Come On Everybody.
Hell yeah.
Where's Come On Everybody?
It's in Brooklyn as well.
In Brooklyn as
it's
well.
It's another cool Brooklyn spot.
Cool Brooklyn spot. So the 29th, they're Sydney's taping in a half hour. Want you to go to that, be alive, be laughing, be fun. Then I want you to go to the Knitting Factory every Sunday. But December 1st is their anniversary show, which is like, that's like the blowout show.
It is.
So December 1st. So all of you go follow Sydney Washington on Instagram. Go follow, go follow, go follow at JustSidBW. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Before we get started, we are sponsored, people. Woo! Ooh. Brewmate! I love Brewmate. I'm using it right now. Brewmate's mission is to shake up the beverage industry for the better. Their stylish insulated drinkware is designed to keep your favorite drinks ice cold or hot. So listen, people, I'm using it right now. I got my coffee in it. I can go either way. I could fill this thing up with ice, and it's going to be an iced coffee. It's not going to be like a watered down, you know, piece of crap.
What if you get distracted with something and you got to step away?
That's
like, what am I gonna hit? This is not hot anymore.
Exactly. Now you can go the hot route, keeps it hot.
Mm-hmm.
These, and also it looks good and it's great to bring out with you.
Oh yeah, it looks cool.
This is all. So listen, I love the Brewmate. I have the, they also have an insulated wine bottle. You pour your full bottle of wine in it, bring it everywhere. No chance of it smashing. No chance of it breaking. So Brewmate comes in a variety of designs to choose from that will fit your all your drinking habits. Rosé season is here. I think rosé season is all year round. So before you drag your girlfriends to the park to get shit-faced, get yourself a wine slater. That's what I'm talking about. The wine slater, that's a buy right now. That's... make that happen.
I have several of them.
This is one of those things that for Christmas, Hanukkah, you know, whatever you celebrate, great gift. Because you're not expecting it. Your family's going to go, what? Oh, shit, I need this.
Thanks.
They make it easy to throw your wine slater in a bag and go. You don't have to worry about broken bottles. I already said that. So don't settle for warm alcohol or warm or your, you know, either way. You don't want... everyone wants an iced coffee or a hot coffee. You don't want that in between.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting, milky, watered down. No. We want, this is the podcast of extremes. We either scream or we whisper. Okay? Same with our drinks. We're hot or cold. Don't settle for warm. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com/JTrain to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com/JTrain. Let's do some emails. You ready, Sydney?
I'm so ready.
Help female sliding into the DMs. I just want to start off by thanking you for the pod. I've rated, reviewed, subscribed, and told all my friends about your pod because it's helped me navigate the complicated world of dating. I'm recently single after two complicated relationships and I'm currently looking for someone to have some fun with. No emotional attachment, a.k.a. a fuck buddy. Okay. I had a quick conversation with a guy who seemed like the perfect fuck buddy at a bar that ended with him asking for my Instagram. He didn't have any service to follow me that night, but took down my username and followed me the next morning. Man, the great American love story. My question is two-part. Just out of genuine curiosity, why would he follow me with no intention of reaching out? I know you say guys like to just look at girls' Instagrams to get off. You make it sound so romantic.
Yeah.
But I feel like my Instagram doesn't really provide that type of content, so what gives? Oh, you would be surprised what we can masturbate to.
The sky, bitch.
I mean,
the sky.
Right?
You're literally clouds. You're like, is that a titty?
Is Ooh. That? I'll take it. Listen, just the idea. Let me tell this girl right now. Just the idea of you giving it to him. Is enough to get him off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And in the stories, too. Sometimes it's not really about the grid. It's about the shit that you put in your stories.
And picture number one, I could pop one off to that one.
Yeah, this is real. She looks supple, too.
She's cute.
Yeah, in the coat. That's hot.
She's in the coat. Here, the one with her dad. I can close my left eye.
Yeah, you can get, or you could be into dads. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, come on. There's enough. What she, this is such like a female idea of what, you have to understand we're gross, disgusting idiots. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, don't be so sure.
Yeah, you don't have to have it. You don't have to bust it wide open for somebody to be like, oh, this is sexy. You could literally just have your clavicle out and somebody is coming.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I say this all the time. You know, men are masturbating to feet and women.
Yeah.
Look at porn sites. Feet is a category. Okay.
It's a thing.
So you are someone's version of a foot.
The whole face is just a foot.
Your face. Maybe you're someone's your face guy.
You're somebody's Quentin Tarantino.
That's right.
That's what it is.
What does that mean?
They say that he looks like a foot.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
You never heard of that?
No. But what's the best approach to reaching out? Should I just send a DM inviting him out for drinks? Or should I be a little less forward and respond to one of his Instagram stories to initiate a convo before asking him out? Please help. All of my friends are at a loss of what to do here. They have no idea.
No.
And I don't think you've ever discussed a situation like this on the pod. Thanks. If Shelby's around, I'd love his celebrity lookalike, as people always tell me I look like. Well, I won't say what she said, but I'll let Shelby peruse her, because Shelby has a very fantastic skill of telling people what celebrity they look like.
Okay.
Sydney, what do you think as far as, what's your DM history?
Okay, first of all, he ain't got no service to like, follow, bitch, what? You deserve better. You deserve better. Yeah, somebody who has like unlimited data. You don't want sparse data dick.
What if they're in a basement?
Nah.
Well, he did write it down. Like, have you ever taken out a pen?
What are we,
like,
in the 1950s?
Yeah.
Ew. If I saw a pen, that immediately makes me dry. I'm
Goodbye.
All set. No. You're telling me you don't have notes on your phone?
He could have gone to notes.
Come on now.
Yeah, this is someone who's using, you know, doesn't know how to use an ATM.
Exactly. And then, secondly, if you DM him, then you already transferring energy and putting a ball in his court. That's not what you want. You want somebody pressed, somebody ready to hand over and drop off the dick whenever you want it, and then peace out.
Even once you for start a fuck buddy situation?
Once you start DMing a man, I feel like that just gives them the confidence that they don't deserve, and you should let them come to you. That's
okay.
How I feel.
Well,
as a lesbian who doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'm telling you, let him.
As an unofficial expert on men.
Let him slide into your shit.
Well, as a lesbian, do you deal in the DMs? Is that part of the community? Does this situation happen in like lesbian fuckery?
Women are so fucking shy. It's like insane.
You just told a woman to be shy with this guy.
Shy. It's like, but I'm like, you could be aggressive, but like not too aggressive. But usually if like a woman slides in my DMs, they'll ask me a question that has nothing to do about dating just to start the convo.
Yeah.
And then like 20 messages later, I'll be like, hey, I was wondering if we could grab some tea or something like that.
Tea.
Yeah, well, I don't
tea.
Drink. I don't drink. Okay. I'm sober. So I think that's another thing that's off-putting. It's like, oh, we have to give each other direct eye contact and be gay. This is a lot.
Yeah, you're doing surgery with no, you know, anesthetic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'll say to her, I kind of disagree. I think like it's all. I think if she was just looking, if she was like, I really like this guy and I want a relationship with him at some point down the road, I would say to her, yeah, he should DM you. His lack of pursuit is showing that's not going to be, you know, if he won't even message you after getting the Instagram handle, what's the chances that he'll make a date with you and then be in a relationship? But right. She did write, I'm looking for a fuck buddy.
Yeah, but that's not even fuck buddy energy, though. That's like,
fuck buddy, explain that.
That's like, oh, I might hit it and then never speak to you again. That's like one night stand.
Yeah.
You want that?
I mean,
in November? That's kind of, I don't know. This is, well, honestly, this is the worst time to look for hookups.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. Either you getting like depressed orphan dick.
Okay.
Or you're getting somebody who's cheating on somebody.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that we're talking this out because I do think it's a very gray area.
It is.
Because I do think what you're saying is absolutely correct. You'll get the one night stand.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get his dick once. If that is okay with you, DM, but not. I think something else you said is very important. Be direct. Hey, and I would do it. A lot of women will do this thing. Guys don't want a plan, okay? Men are plan-averse. So with a lot of these guys, a lot of women get in these situations where it's like, we've been DMing for 7 years. It's like, okay, because the guy is sitting there always thinking there's something else better out there. The ego of a man defeats him to never get him blown. So to me, this girl, if you want the one night thing, I don't think it's going to be a fuck buddy. I do think you can get one fuck out of him.
Yeah.
If you're out with your friends having fun, that's when you send the DM. I'm out. Come. Let's come. That's the only way it goes. But otherwise, because he didn't reach out, because he didn't do the legwork, I don't think there's going to be someone. I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have a celebrity lookalike?
She looks like, in the Tarantino film Inglourious Basterds, Melanie Laurent. Franche.
I mean, Shelby always has the deepest cuts.
That's so specific. Shit. And I remember that movie.
Holy fuck, Shelby. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I see it.
That's pretty damn. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Lookalike confirmed. Will the group chat agree?
Good job.
Because she wrote, I didn't want to steer Shelby down any paths. She did write, I love a celebrity lookalike. People always tell me I look like Taylor Swift, but I don't see it at all. We don't either anymore.
Yeah, I don't see that, Taylor.
I'm out on that Taylor Swift shit, too. Okay. Here with. Here with Sydney Washington at Just Sid BW at Just Sid BW Knitting Factory every Sunday night. Let's do another email. Girlfriend of 2 years, slow fading me. You ready?
Yeah. It's a lot of paragraphs. Shit.
And I hate when an email starts with sorry for the length.
Clearly.
You've just added to the length.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime listener who has written in before and actually began dating my current girlfriend thanks to some of your advice. My girlfriend of 2 years has started working in the city where I also work. Okay, so they both work at the same place and she just started working there. About 2 months ago, things felt to have been taking a turn from the ordinary, as conversations have become bleak, texts are few and far between, and I sense a lack of effort from her as I continually drive conversation. I figured it was her getting accustomed to her new job. About 3 weeks ago, we got into a quote-unquote fight over how she thinks the relationship is stale, and it felt weird that we don't fight. The fight about how we don't fight is the most female fight I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm not really
white people always running to jump on some bullshit.
That's us. I'm not really a confrontational person where she is. I personally don't find the point in arguing over something small, whereas she always wants me to. She said it's gotten to the point where she didn't really feel like we were making progress. After this quote unquote fight, he keeps putting the fight in quotes, which they disagree whether it's a fight or not. We seemed to be okay as I went away for 2 weeks for work. When I got home, I visited her and we seemed back to normal. She said how she missed me and was eager to sit and talk. The following week, she resumed her behavior of not texting or even showing interest in my life, small things like asking how my day is, how my family has been, etc. After a week of driving conversations, I voiced my frustration, to which she said she appreciated and apologized for. This past week, it was more of the same, me driving conversation, her seemingly ghosting me. We got together last Friday, and she said how dating and keeping up with me on a top of work feels like more of an obligation than anything. She said she has a lot on her plate currently between work, some family things, and our relationship. I totally understand that. I know her family matters and how demanding her job is as a first-year employee. She referenced other things as a peaking interest, referencing her friend who recently got out of a... Piquing her interest, referencing her friend and who recently got out of a six-year relationship and is living her best life now, and other friends who have more dynamic relationships. She said she hasn't been seeing anyone else and doesn't want to experiment with anyone else and would be upfront if she were, which I don't doubt given her confrontational nature. She said she isn't sure of what she wants but knows she wants me in her future. We aren't taking a break but are just dialing back our communication and spending and time spent together. As she put it, turning off the appliance but leaving it plugged in. The remainder of the night we spent on the couch and just watching TV, making small talk. After I left, she told me she was so relieved I was able to understand. She felt the weight on her becoming lighter and that my reaction made her love me more. I'm willing to take a back seat for the sake of the relationship, but I keep getting the sinking feeling that breaks never work, and this is just the start of a slow fade and our days are numbered. My question to you is, what do I do? I know there isn't a quick fix to change her feelings, but when she tells me she still wants me around in her future, but then show no desire to text me, I feel crushed. Any response is appreciated.
I'm hot on this. I'm hot.
This is a great email. I'm happy we read it. Please stop writing. Sorry for the length. But, you know, it's... And they work at the same company, which makes things hard. They've been together...
2 years.
2 years. Sydney, what do you think?
Okay, well,
considering the email, which was very well written and gave us, I don't think there's any more information.
Yeah,
we
he didn't
really
leave
need.
Anything out. I fucks with that. Thank you for being well detailed.
And vulnerable, because he does sound upset. Like, and this is, we get a lot of female emails. This is a dude writing in, feeling the relationship slipping away, the appliance plugged in, but not turned on. That sounds like things people say when they're trying to be nice while dumping you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we should drop everything because this man is being vulnerable. Like, just stop the podcast. We have to.
we have to give him the Medal of Honor. Yeah. He's done it. Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that she said, I don't want anybody else, but I see my other friends living their best life after they're getting out of relationship, blah, blah, blah. She's ready. She's ready to see other people. Or yeah, she might be seeing somebody else. Like, because none of that just happens all of a sudden. You know what I mean? If she has the same job as you and you got time for the relationship, what'd that mean?
Yeah. Well, he did say it was new job for her, so I do understand, like, when you start a new job.
She ain't never had a job before?
Yeah.
She was unemployed? Like, I need to know more backstory.
Yeah. Transition. I'm giving her empathy on the transition of life. It sucks to go from... Any change sucks. And any change, there's an adjustment of how you handle your time. But I do agree she's not being forthright.
No.
She's not... All these things she's saying sound like a country music song to me. The appliance is plugged in. I keep the Keurig plugged in, but I don't make coffee all day. So you know I have the K-cups if I need them. That's why we're still together, but we'll break up soon. Doesn't it sound like...
They're definitely... I mean, he needs to put... What he needs to do is put heat on her and just be like, yeah, I understand you going through all that, but I need a definite answer because I can't be waiting for you.
Yeah.
And you're talking about all this future shit. That means you want us to be on a break so you could get some, like, outside dick while you got this inside dick like just warm waiting for you on the days that you're like, well, I guess I don't want to feel like a single whore.
Yeah, I'm house and so, dick.
Yeah.
And there's a wild dick out there.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh, no. She's definitely playing games. And then him being so nice about it, she was like, oh, it made me love you more because that's AKA, oh, he's an idiot. Oh, I feel like I could trust him.
He does everything I tell him to
do. Yes, 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 yes.
Well, this is all about, and I know it's hard for him to hear because, listen, he wrote into this podcast being like, hopefully the answer will be easy. But it's not an easy answer. Relationships are tough. You've been together 2 years. Here's what she's basically saying. I want safety.
Yep.
I want to feel comfortable. So I want you there as my backup plan as I go out there and kind of see what the woods are like.
Because she hasn't been single in 2 years. And, you know, Megan Thee Stallion was talking about Hot Girl Summer. She trying to have a loose girl fall and winter, you know?
That's so funny. That's the second time her name has come up today.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
She's an icon.
Mm-hmm. Who is she?
What?
You don't know. She's a rapper.
She is? What's her song?
Hot Girl Summer.
Oh. And she's the one with Tristan Thompson?
No.
I just read an article about Tristan Thompson and her.
No way.
You're mixing up all your little entertainment stuff with media takeout gossip.
You're right. Look at me. Always mixing up my entertainment stuff. And I'm just saying, this relationship is over. Once you start speaking in rhymes and poems and, you know, appliances, it's someone trying to say to you they're afraid to be single because being single is the great unknown. Like, think of those explorers that used to just hop on a boat and be like, we're going to go discover new land. You know how fucking brave you had to be to just hop into a boat and go, we're going to find an island. You had no maps. Like, where Google Maps? If someone says to you, let's go somewhere, you go, beep, boop, boop. All right, I know it's 10 minutes away walking. I can take a car, get me there in 5. Like, there's the phone is having a phone is like being in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
I had one day without my phone, and I mean, I couldn't get an Uber. I didn't know where to go. I had to figure it. I had to go outside. I went to the subway, looked at the map that was in the train station.
Oh, my God.
It was just like, wow, I've never felt more poor in my life. It was an awful feeling.
And it's scary.
It's so scary. I was anything can happen to me.
This is the thing. She is right now, you're her iPhone. And she's holding onto it and you're going, hey, do I need to take away the iPhone? And she's going, No. Let's have the iPhone in my pocket in case I ever need it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try my best not to use it. So to me, this guy, you don't want to be an iPhone.
No.
And breakups are hard, but this has run its course. And also, you have to remember your own standard. You can't be ashamed of your own standard. So your own standard is, hey, I want someone to call me and to be interested in my day and want to talk to me. And right now, she's not doing that.
Oh, but you also have to understand that nobody want to know about your damn day. After two years.
The way he explained it, I wanted to fall asleep too. But I think what he's saying is he's pushing for conversation and it doesn't feel easy as it did. And
conversation is hard, bro.
It's hard. I agree.
I mean, what the thing is that everybody is scared to be alone and take you off the emergency contact list. Like, that's rough. Like, you got to go back to your parents? You got to put your dad down? Like, who does that?
And that's the thing she's trying to explain to you. She's saying, I want to be single, but I don't want to be single.
Yeah.
And I think for you, buddy, the best, and I know because she works with you and at the same office.
That's scary, yeah.
All of this sucks. This is easy advice for us to give, but we can see it because we're not in it.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Woo! FabFitFun! 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 I love FabFitFun! That's right, kids. The 2019 FabFitFun Winter Box is on sale now. I love FabFitFun is a woman's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season We take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your specific interests. We deliver the seasonal must-haves you need. The Winter Box is a perfect way to treat yourself and others and get yourself ready for the holiday season with our carefully curated box of products. This box is everything you need for your best winter yet. Save money on quality, full-size products today because these deals do not last long. Here's what I'll say. Okay? Some people go, Jared, how are you going to talk about FabFitFun? I get the box, okay, and I take, my girlfriend sits where you're sitting, and I take a ruler and I push it towards her, and then she goes through it like a wild animal. And I watch her go through it, and it's so interesting to watch a woman go through these boxes. It's, they're touching, they're smelling, they're, ugh, gross, this is great. And you know what the best part is? Something from the box becomes a part of your routine. Mm-hmm. Something from it. And listen, we all hate ourselves. We all walk through the convenience store and we go, I don't deserve it. It's too much money. No. FabFitFun gets you a box of value over $200 and it retails for $49.99. That's amazing. It's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99 but always has a value of over $200. Use coupon code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. For $10 off your first box, FabFitFun.com, FabFitFun.com, Fab, FabFitFun.com, promo code JTRAIN, FabFitFun.com, promo code JTRAIN. We're here with Sydney Washington. Go follow at JustSidBW. Get involved. She's hilarious. You're going to love her. The Knitting Factory every Sunday. Come on, everybody, November 29th. Go get involved with the show. Okay, I love this. What's the move when someone watches all your stories but doesn't follow you? Okay.
That's just a question?
It's a very interesting 2019 question. Hey, JTRAIN, thanks for all the laughs and advice. Can't get enough. Obviously, I've told everyone I know. My question is this. What should you do when someone constantly watches your Insta stories but doesn't follow you? My sister-in-law all... My sister-in-law always watches my Insta stories but doesn't follow my account. Very passive-aggressive.
So passive-aggressive.
Her account is private, and when I requested to follow her, she declined the request twice.
What is this bullshit
That's
about?
That's crazy.
That's very bold of that.
So
bitch.
I guess that wasn't an accident. I always thought she came across a little short, short when we first met. I thought she didn't like me. But I've since seen that she's like that with everyone, so I let go of my paranoia, and I actually thought over the years that we got on pretty well. I guess maybe she doesn't like me after all if she won't let me follow her Insta, but why would she then go through the trouble of watching every one of my stories? It's just confusing. If she were a friend, I'd just ask, but I don't want to make any weirder with her than it already is by calling her out. Man, this is weird around the holidays. Is it? Just, can you imagine going to Thanksgiving and be like, hey, what's the fucking deal?
This is what you should do.
She writes, is this just me or is this weird? My Insta, and would love a celebrity look like. So go ahead, Sydney. I'm sorry to interrupt.
This is what I think. Next time you see her, you should just look at her. And then if she tries to talk to you about something, don't say anything back. And she'll be like, why are you ignoring me? And it's like, well, this feels like our relationship on Instagram. You're just looking, but there's no fucking interaction.
That is aggressive.
Oh, if you want to play this game, let's go toe for toe.
Let's do it.
But if you don't want to be like that
so you
in
just
real life.
Stare at her and you go.
Yeah.
That's you, just stare.
You just stare.
What are you looking at? Just doing what you do on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh, that's so good.
Cold.
Are you tell me I'm not genius.
I'm love brilliant. That. I do love that. It's brilliant. I love it because you're done with the conversation's going to end soon.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She has a very interesting question. Is it just me or is this weird?
No, everybody does this.
Well, what's so funny to me is that in internet land, we can all sit there acting like this is just, you're just getting a little, it's you. There's so many things. When someone comments and doesn't like, you know, like when they like, you ever have those people that just comment on everything but never like anything you do?
Yeah.
I had a guy. I'll tell a story right now. This is crazy.
It's your podcast, too. I'm going to tell a story.
And the thing is, you have to be the crazy one. There's a guy, okay, friend of my parents, okay, they met this guy, okay? He does comedy.
He does comedy or he's a comedian?
He's a comedian, okay? So, but they met him through other channels. And I know some comics who know him. So we know each other. You know, like, I know he's in the greater community of comics, you know? But he's in, wherever, so.
You're being real diplomatic.
I'm being diplomatic because he is a nice guy. We've met, nice guy. But every time I post something on Facebook about comedy, it'll be some sort of weird fucking joke underneath it. He never likes the post.
Yuck.
It's always, your mom's real proud, but your dad wishes you'd quit. Like something, that's always the nature of the joke where it's this like, I understand the joke he's making every time. Like he doesn't see it that way, but the joke is your parents wish you didn't do comedy. Like that's the joke he's making as if like every Jewish parent's worst nightmare is that their kid would become a comic. Fine. Okay. I get the joke you're making.
It's a bad joke.
It's a bad joke because it's also like make it once. But he's done it like in 7,000 different iterations.
Yikes.
On everything I post.
Get a new bit, dude.
It's new every time, but it's in different, you know, like he finds a different way to say, mom loves you, dad doesn't, you know, wishes you, you know, whatever. So one of these times I was like, I tell my parents, I'm like, it's just negative. It's negative energy. And my parents do the thing where they'll go, come on, you're being sensitive.
You know, Gary.
Come on, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, yeah, I'm being sensitive. I don't care. I'm just telling you, it's kind of a shitty move. It's you can say something's a shitty move while also not being affected by it. I don't live
my
life.
Not to your parents. Don't get your parents involved because then they're going to be like, you know, they always take the other person's side.
Always.
And it makes you more mad and then you're like more invested than you were before.
So then I comment. So he commented again. This is like months ago. He commented. Yeah. He went through the same song and dance. Mm-hmm. Mom loves it, but dad doesn't really like it. And then I wrote back. I just wrote back. You're never positive on here.
Mm.
I just wrote, you're never really positive on here. All your comments are really negative.
I love that.
That was my own thing. And then, you know, then the apologies came and then
slide in your DM?
No, but he wrote like all of a sudden the next comment down was like, no, but I love what you're doing. And, you know, and then the next thing I posted, it was like, you're doing amazing. Like he went the whole other way.
Fake.
When it could have been just, and I've also deleted all his comments on all the things he's written. So it's like, did I feel satisfied from doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. You know, like I was I'm happy I got it out of my system. But at the same time, like if I ever saw this guy, I know that like now there's going to be like a talk and there's going to be a whole thing. And it's
annoying.
Like, it's annoying. So will you get satisfaction out of staring this sister-in-law down to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's a power move. That's literally putting your dick on the table. Like, are we going to deal with this or are we not?
Yeah. I would block her.
That's what I was going to say. Block her.
I would block her.
But when you block someone, that's like you're actively letting them know, like, I'm putting energy into this. But if you deal with it in real life, it's like, well, then I'll get a real answer from you.
Interesting. Yeah,
you're
right.
If you block them, you won't know what this is really about. But if we deal with this in real life, then we can actually talk it out and then have some kind of solution.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Because you're a sister-in-law. So, like, I'm not getting rid of you.
It's funny that the block and the stare at them are the two, they're the same thing, one in real life, one online.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I agree with your, as actual advice, I agree with it. You go to her at Thanksgiving and you go, pull her aside. And you go, hey, make it about you trying to follow her. So you go, hey, I tried following you on Instagram a couple times.
Jared, hold on.
Okay.
How old are these people? Any conversation like this and you're over 30, it's like, oh, you got to get a life. We talking about Instagram?
I know, but she's going to sound crazy. She's always going to sound crazy.
Get a life, Juice.
That's right.
What? Wait, what was that? Right. I don't want to be one affiliated.
Our studio audience is very opinionated. So the thing is with Instagram, with anything internet, you're always the crazy one for noticing, even though you're right.
Right.
So to her, I would go, hey, but if you say make it about following, like, hey, I tried to follow you on Instagram, you blocked me twice. Are we okay? Don't be making it about Instagram. Just go, are we okay? Like, that could be a way out of it. Just
But that sounds like, sounds too serious.
If for someone to, like, block you twice, there's a problem.
Yeah,
And I would say to her, you know there's a problem.
Well, she's only looking at yours because she's snooping, but she's being really messy about her snooping because it's like, start a Finsta, bitch. Like, why are you, get another profile. I can see you.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Do you not know how Insta stories work?
Yeah.
This is a novice move.
This is a very novice move. This, like, is a sister-in-law too old to know move.
Yeah, like, start a podcast, name the Instagram underneath your new podcast, and then follow me. Like, how you snoop.
It's
that's
a tough
how I
situation
do it.
Because you're going to sound crazy no matter what. You could also hide your stories from her.
Oh.
That's kind of a quieter way of going about it. If someone's stupid enough to not know.
That's cute.
That's the way to go.
That's super cute, Jared. Actually, now I know. Thank you.
There
work.
You go.
I might do that.
JTrain podcast.
That might be my new truth.
Do you ever hide stories from people?
No, I need everybody to see what I'm doing.
JTrain podcast at gmail.com. JTrain podcast at gmail.com. Here with Sydney Washington at Just Sid BW. We're sponsor people. What's that? Oh, yeah. Who does the woman that just wrote in look like? She asked for 70 share.
Let me see.
Do we have her still? Oh, yeah. Here she is. Is that 70 share? I see it.
Oh, my God. I know her. She follows our podcast, too. What up, boo?
She's a fan.
Oh, yeah. She's like ride or die.
There you go. Very touched. Responsive people. MeUndies. By this time of year, the planners and Virgos of the world have checked off everything on their list. I am one of those people. Whenever there's a joke about a sign, like I'm reading the copy that's presented in front of me when they're like, Virgos checked it off all the lists. I always do the totally, and I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always like, they could be like, yeah, Virgos, you know, always on the toilet. And I'm like, wow, yeah, Virgos really poop a lot. Like, I wouldn't know how to react. Like, I just go along with anything about signs. So, yeah, Virgos checked off all the stuff on your list. Well, the rest of us are last minute people. Pisces, right?
Yeah.
I'm running around like psychos trying to figure out what to get everyone. Don't fear. Fellow last-minute gifters, MeUndies has everyone on your list covered. It's the one-stop shop to get the gifts that people actually love. Delivered straight to your door. Free shipping. No buts about it. Actually, all buts about it. Because undies. Get it? Listen. I'm a fan of MeUndies. It's a great gift. They're always fun. I got the... I just got sent from MeUndies a new pair. And I played the guessing game of what the pattern would be. And it was, and I was like, I hope it's a turkey. No, snowman. And I was like, oh, that's kind of, yeah. Turkey, snowman. So I do think the fun of it is the reveal.
Yep.
Other than that, super comfortable, great underwear. I'm wearing it right now. And I just think the fun holiday season, you get the prints, people see them. You know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, they look, they go, whoa, snowman.
I just got some fresh ones, too.
What'd you get?
Classic black.
You,
but
Shelby's always sexy.
Is,
always in formal attire.
The thing is, too, not in the copy, they had delivered it pretty snappy, pretty quick.
Quick delivery. MeUndies has a great gift offer for my, a great offer for my listeners. Any first-time purchaser, you get 15. That's 1-5, 15% off and free shipping. That's a no-brainer, especially because we have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain. I love that because it's a great gift. It's one of those gifts that there's someone out there that you're like, do I get them something? Throw them some MeUndies, 15% off, MeUndies.com/JTrain. No wedding date. Wizard of Weddings, King of Haas, I have a question for you. I was invited to a wedding of a guy in my friend group. We have been friends for over 10 years and hooked up a couple of times, last time being over 5 years ago. I did not get a plus one, even though I live with my boyfriend and we have been together for a year and a half. Other friends in the group were given a plus one, so I'm feeling a little bit slighted and learning and leaning towards not going. Do you think I didn't get a plus one because of our history in the past? We have never let that get in the way of our friendship, and as he has met my boyfriend a couple of times as well. Should I make up an excuse as to why I can't go or ask him why I don't have a plus one? What do you think?
Girl, people, weddings is expensive. We don't. Yeah. Some people don't have time for a plus one. Do you know how much a plate costs? Like,
this isn't about you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like it's about the budget, friend.
Yeah, and also, you wrote... He's met the guy a couple of times?
Yeah, that's not enough for a $150 plate. So
you've
sorry.
Been in the friend group? You guys have been friends for over 10 years, and you've been with this, you're living with this guy, and then you're saying, this to me is an invitation.
Yeah.
He invited you because he felt he had to, but he's not really pumped to have you come.
Or he's pumped to have you come, but he's like, yeah, I don't really know your man like that.
Yeah.
So sorry.
And that's who gets cut.
Bye.
Those are the who goes, who are you going to cut? Cousin Frankie or the guy he's met twice and was like, what's up, dude? And that was it.
Yeah, that's why it's just important to just be, gay. Because it's like, yeah. you can't cut somebody's partner out. That's homophobic. Yeah. If somebody doesn't invite my partner, I'm like, that's racist and homophobic.
We're making signs and we're marching outside of the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what it is.
I'm with you. I think that this is like with a wedding, we have to include money into the conversation. That's got to be. You have to understand that money is number one on this whole thing.
Always
your friendship. You're in the big group of 10 people. That's now 20 people that have to come.
Yeah.
That's now the mother-in-law is going. What about Aunt Sally? You gotta have. The fucking plus one for the girl you fucked 5 years ago?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Unless these people are like super wealthy. And even then, they're just like, people are going to be selective with their wedding.
Also, we have been friends for over 10 years and hooked up a couple of times, last being over 5 years ago.
Okay, this is messy boots. And I'm like, why you want to go anyway? I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah, and I don't want to see any.
I
don't think there's such a thing as spiteful invites. Like I don't think it's like, also she's doing everything. If anything, she would have not invited you. Like, it's like the wife, if she knew about the past with you, wouldn't be like, well, guess who's not fucking tonight? You know, like that's like,
you never know.
Is it?
You know, some people are like secretively, they got their plans. They're like, I'm gonna get mine. So don't worry.
J-Train podcast. Does she go or not?
Are you free? Like, do you need to go? I mean, weddings don't even really need to happen. And if they're happening, do you need to go?
That's a wedding I wouldn't be going to.
No.
Thanks, but no thanks. Gift in the response.
That's like a whole day. It's a whole thing. It's like, do I want to be a part of that?
And they're not going to take it personally. Here's what you are, a number.
Yep.
So when it comes down to weddings, like all my friends tell me that they'll sit with the planner and the planner will go, okay, 20% of the people you invite won't come, and then the day of, you'll have 10 people not show up.
Yep.
And then all of my friends, like, I remember one of my friends specifically was like, you wouldn't believe how dead on they are with their numbers. Like, they know exactly what's going to happen. So you're one of the, you're just a number on the page. It's not
are you coming or are you not?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more email.
Yes.
Cool?
One more email.
Go follow Sydney Washington @JustSidBW. Go, go, go. I'll give you the dealer's guest choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read you a couple titles. No subject. Liking bikini pictures of someone they've hooked up with. That awkward date moment. Should I ask my boyfriend to move in? Instagram drama. We've already kind of done that.
Yeah, we did that.
75 fucks, one anal, and I didn't even come. I think my ex wants to hook up over Thanksgiving break. That's a fun, I don't know, up to you.
That's 75.
I mean, that's tough to overlook that one.
I'm like, I need to know the backstory to this bitch.
Hi, me and my boyfriend have been together for 4 months, have been gone having an almost perfect time. But I feel like it takes about this much time to actually tell what's going on for the excitement to wear off. Okay. 4 months in, she's like, we're having a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
What does this mean? I'll set the scene. We spent the weekend together, cooking together, hanging out, doing normal things we do together that I enjoy. I had 2 glasses of wine, maybe important, maybe not. We're lying in bed post-deed, and he goes, how many times do you think we've had sex? I guessed and said 60, and then thought the convo was over. It was not over.
It's like, never over.
The narrator. It indeed was not over. He goes on to describe scenarios where we've had sex like, oh, definitely Saturday mornings, usually Monday night, after intramural soccer, etc. And he goes on to make it sound like the most routine, unspecial, awful thing, and I was lying there in the dark feeling sad. Then he says, yeah.
He shamed you, bitch, right after y'all had sex.
Then he says, yeah, I'd say 75 fucks, one anal, and I didn't even come. I started quietly crying, and his response was it because I just said I didn't come? Oh, this dude.
It's a dick.
This is a dude. This is just, he is so dumb.
He's dead inside.
He went on to say a nice, comforting, reassuring things and apologize. What was this, the RW? Was this the RW overreacting? Or is this a deal breaker?
Red wine, maybe.
Oh, was this the red wine or, yeah, red wine. All right. So what do you think? Is she overreacting or not? So basically they're in bed. How many times have we had sex? He's asking. So that means he was trying to get to something.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't know, 60. And then he goes, well, if you take the 4 and carry the 2. And then he gets very mathematical. And he says, 75 fucks, one anal, no cum.
You got to leave this guy. This is the kind of guy that'll cheat on you with your sister who got one leg. Like you can't,
doesn't care.
Yeah, you got to drop.
I mean, this sounds
this dude.
It sounded like he was at a restaurant where you order at the counter. Hey, I got 75 fucks, one anal, no cum. No cum on the anal.
Counting. Who is counting?
Nobody should be counting.
In 4 months? That sounds like somebody who's been married for 10 years.
Also, it's either that or very immature.
Yeah.
Like, it's one or the other. It's either will we be having sex for 1,459th time?
You got a clicker on you, dude? Like, how do you?
Yeah, checking people at the door. It's a security guard. I go, okay. Yeah.
Who's got the time? That just made me dry. Just listening to,
It is a drying conversation. He fucked himself.
One anal. In four months? That's pretty serious.
That's serious.
That means she's trying to get married. Like, nobody's just, in 4 months, somebody just dropping the rectum out there that?
I guess it's nice that he went on to say comforting things, reassuring things, and apologize.
No, he's a dick.
Really?
Yeah, he just didn't want to see the tears. I think that's what made him be like, maybe I went too far.
Yeah, and also, my issue isn't as much what he said. It's, why did he bring it up? There is a weird thing where you're like, this conversation came out of nowhere. And then, why is he asking how many times you guys had sex? What's to be gained from that conversation? And that's what I would more be wondering if I'm her. Conversations don't get just brought up in a vacuum.
And listen, sir, if you think the sex is mundane, then why don't you spice that bitch up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you come through with the same raggedy dick that you had the night before? Then, you're going to get mundane sex.
Raggedy dick.
Like, maybe draw a face on the top. I don't know. Like,
do something.
Like, if you want better sex, then you should say, hey, let's try X, Y, and Z.
Interesting.
Don't turn it into an interrogation and you showing me the route that we usually take to go from
plan A to plan B.
You're bringing up a really good point because that kind of leans onto why he'd bring this up. It feels like he's bringing this up to like have a conversation about their sex life, and the way he's going about it is to kind of blame her.
And if we made love and you want to have a serious conversation, I will burn this place down. I will make you go to sleep and then burn this shit. Don't you dare get me in a vulnerable state. I'm in the wet spot, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you want to chat about how many times we've had sex and you know the exact number and then tell me you weren't coming. Sir, that's your fault. You're She's a man. You should be coming all the time.
Yeah.
You don't know how not to come. This is you.
Sitting in his mess.
You work your shit out.
Yeah.
Who's your therapist? That has nothing to do with me.
Sitting in his mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And telling him, her, how many times he's come. And,
is he a divorce? Because he's giving me divorce energy.
Yeah.
Like,
pull out the TI-86 plus. Let's start doing the math.
I'm furious for her. I'm actually guy.
To me, I don't think the relationship's over, but this deserves another conversation.
It's over in my book. Because that means you have terrible communication skills and you're petty and you're immature. And we don't have time for that.
Okay.
I got a day job that ends at the end of February. I don't have time for this.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Sydney Washington, thank you so much for coming on.
This was honestly a blast.
Oh, I'm happy you enjoyed.
You
were fantastic. I knew you'd be great. I want you all to go follow Sydney right now, okay? Pay up, okay? @JustSidBW on Instagram, Unofficial Expert. That's her podcast every Friday. Knitting Factory every Sunday. December 1st is the anniversary show. And she's going to be doing a half hour November 29th at Come On Everybody. Go, go, go. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
@ClassicShelb on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday. Boom.
Great job, J-Train. Another perfect episode.